Okay, and I noticed that that one of the first actions that they'd reported that they were doing was an audit of the vulnerabilities in Brazil. But you would seem to think that before this audit would have already been done before launching the group itself. So how would you advise them? What needs to be done first?
Well, I think first of all, it's engaging effectively also with business leaders. As I said before, I think too often there isn't enough collaboration between public sector and private sector. So here in the UK, for example, what we're seeing that is starting to prove quite beneficial is also secondment bidirectionally. So how can we look at seconding people from business into government and vice versa to make sure that we're building the bridges and building that understanding that I think is needed. But I think the other thing that's very important to touch on, and once again, it's not just here in the UK, but also in other countries, is the whole concept of the importance of critical national infrastructure. So critical national infrastructure, depending on which country you're in, is generally consists of about 9 different sectors. So it could be the telco sector, the pharmaceutical sector, the financial services sector, transport and logistics. Those different sectors that provide critical national services to the country. And oftentimes, those critical national services are actually provided by private sector clients. And that in itself represents the challenge that needs to be addressed. So if you think about how can an organization such as CD Cyber, as it's called in Brazil, help support critical national infrastructure that is probably run by private organizations, engage with them, inform them, and support them.
Okay, and so that should lead by them working together with private sector organizations on critical infrastructure. Hopefully that would lead to them having much more of an awareness of what the private sector also needs just to run.
Absolutely. And I think the other interesting thing here is, I think it's touched on in your article, is without a doubt, the government of any country, government organizations, tend to have a fairly privileged view of what may be happening on computer networks. And what we're actually starting to see in many different countries is that many of the large multinationals are actually unaware of the fact that they've been attacked, unaware of the fact that their intellectual property has been violated, and they're actually being informed by the government. So it's the government organizations, the government agencies themselves that are contacting business and saying, hey, do you realize that your systems are infected? Do you realize that your intellectual property has been spotted on maybe foreign states' networks or servers, and then advising them and providing some support or pointing them in the direction of consultancies who can help and support them. I do think, if I can be so bold, I think that there is a really interesting angle or possible risk to Brazil as it grows, that if they don't address some of these cybersecurity concerns as India did, that it could actually tarnish its reputation with regards to outsourcing and all the investments and activities taking place, which is actually so very exciting. So I think, you know, Brazilian businesses probably need to up the game a little bit when it comes to some of the work that they're doing around cyber. I know quite a bit has been done, but I think that's, if we look at the Indian example, they might be able to make some take some lessons from that.